Ramat Balogun, founder of TechMaids on women and the vote. I believe the vote gives women representation, a voice, and an opportunity to inspire diversity in our community, enabling change, role model for the younger generation. So let's keep the momentum going. There's room for improvement. Thank you.
Firstly, I'd like to say I feel rather uneducated in the subject of politics. I think this is primarily because I feel so disillusioned by it. I feel that politicians and the whole kind of institution of the government is pretty untrustworthy. So whilst I do think that there are gender issues that need to be addressed, such as the underrepresentation of women in politics, I think there are actually some kind of wider issues that need to be addressed first, such as engaging young people specifically, but I'd say generally the population into politics, and really having some people that the public can relate to and can trust. And I think, you know, unfortunately, working in such an outdated and corrupt environment is going to be doubly hard for women to kind of really make a difference and do a positive job, because not only are they going to be battling against the kind of gender stereotypes and constraints, but also they're working in a very kind of, I'd say, dysfunctional environment as well. So it's probably not too dissimilar from some of the other kind of barriers we've seen for women in kind of like maybe financial industries. But again, with politics and the government, you kind of tend to think that those individuals are quite well protected. So it's almost even harder to stand up against the system, because there's so many kind of layers of support. Sounds like a positive thing, so I would say, layers of protection, really. And we've seen that with kind of recent, paedophilia claims and all of those sorts of things. I mean, people in power are too well protected. So the notion of kind of, women standing up against that, whilst very positive, I think there's a long way to go. And it's very sad, because you think about all of the efforts that the suffragettes went to get women the vote. And I think in today's society, we don't appreciate that. And we're kind of left many people not voting and not kind of making use of, the opportunities that they gave us, because we're so disillusioned and can't relate. So that was a bit of a cynical view, really, but that's the way I feel. And I haven't decided whether I'm going to vote in the upcoming elections. Probably not. So I might mark the ballot paper as such, because I just feel there's no really inspiring people to vote for. No real worthwhile causes that are any different to each other, really. It's all the same old shit. Firstly, I'd like to say I feel rather uneducated in the subject of politics. I think this is primarily because I feel so disillusioned by it. I feel that politicians and the whole kind of institution of the government is pretty untrustworthy. So whilst I do think that there are gender issues that need to be addressed, such as the underrepresentation of women in politics, I think there are actually some kind of wider issues that need to be addressed first, such as engaging young people specifically, but I'd say generally the population into politics, and really having some people that the public can relate to and can trust. And I think, unfortunately, working in such an outdated and corrupt environment is going to be doubly hard for women to kind of really make a difference and do a positive job, because not only are they going to be battling against the kind of gender stereotypes and constraints, but also they're working in a very kind of, I'd say, dysfunctional environment as well. So it's probably not too dissimilar from some of the other kind of barriers we've seen for women in kind of like maybe financial industries. But again, with politics and the government, you kind of tend to think that those individuals are quite well protected. So it's almost even harder to you know, stand up against the system, because there's so many kind of layers of support. Sounds like a positive thing, so I would say, you know, layers of protection, really. And we've seen that with kind of recent, you know, paedophilia claims and all of those sorts of things. I mean, people in power are too well protected. So the notion of kind of, yeah, women standing up against that, whilst very positive, I think there's a long way to go. And it's very sad, because you think about all of the efforts that the suffragettes went to get women the vote. And I think in today's society, we don't appreciate that. And we're kind of left many people not voting and not kind of making use of, you know, the opportunities that they gave us, because we're so disillusioned and can't relate. So that was a bit of a cynical view, really, but that's the way I feel. And I haven't decided whether I'm going to vote in the upcoming elections. Probably not. So I might mark the ballot paper as such, because I just feel there's no really inspiring people to vote for, no real worthwhile causes that are any different to each other, really. It's all the same old shit. That's